Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. A bizarre story at White's Ferry this morning. The private ferry service connecting Upper Montgomery County and Leesburg on the Potomac River is closed at this hour. A man drove his vehicle through the closed gate of the ferry landing onto the ferry and then into the river. This was at about 1:30 this morning. This according to a tweet from Montgomery County Police. The man was rescued from the river. He has been charged with DUI, but the ferry's closed because his car is still blocking the way. There is nothing like funerals to bring people together. At the final gathering for former Israeli President Shimon Peres this morning, there was a momentous handshake between Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas. They were captured on video before the two entered the funeral. Inside, President Obama was honored with the final speaking role and said he and Peres shared many things in common.
I think our friendship was rooted in the fact that I could somehow see myself in his story, and maybe he could see himself in mine. Because for all of our differences, both of us had lived such unlikely lives.
Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte is upping the ante on his bloody anti-crime war, saying he would, quote, be happy to slaughter 3 million addicts and drawing a comparison to Hitler and the Holocaust. Phil Robertson, the Asia Deputy Director for Human Rights Watch, says it's baffling why anyone would want to compare themselves to one of the largest mass murderers in human history. Police have yet to release a specific motive for a double murder and suicide that stretched from Bel Air, Maryland to College Park. It began with police being called to a home to check on the well-being of a family.
They made forced entry to the home. And upon searching the house for individuals in the house, they discovered an adult female in a bathtub suffering from an apparent gunshot wound to the head.
Major William Davis with the Harford County Sheriff's Office says they were contacted minutes later by police in Prince George's County, where two men were found dead in a car. It turns out a retired Army officer, Nazik Sadiq, killed his wife in their home, then drove to College Park where he killed his son, a college student, before taking his own life. This is the time of year when everyone's encouraged to register to vote, and in Harrisonburg, Virginia, that includes the unliving. The FBI and police there are investigating how 19 new voters ended up on the voter rolls despite being dead. All of the new voters' forms were submitted by the same private group working to register voters on the campus of James Madison University. No charges have been filed. The Redskins hope to be part of a case going before the Supreme Court involving a trademark and a name considered disparaging from an all-Asian band calling themselves the Slants.
Nobody is telling either speaker, the band or the team, that they can't say the word. They're simply telling them that they can't register the word.
American University Law Professor Christine Farley, the Skins have already lost their first court battle over keeping the Redskins' trademark.
They have appealed it, and they've written the briefs, and the argument in their case is scheduled for December 9th.
Barbara Britt, WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 18,143, the NASDAQ at 52,69. In sports, Thursday night football, the Bengals beat the Dolphins. The Nationals beat the Diamondbacks, the magic number for the Nats for home field playoff advantage now down to 2. And the Orioles shut out the Blue Jays. Those two teams are now atop the wild card race with 3 games to play. WMAL News Time is 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Fall is here, and just around the corner, colder temperatures, snow, and ice are waiting. Stay informed with the most accurate and dependable forecast from the Weather Channel.
I'm meteorologist Daniel Rice.
I'm Jeff Marr.
I'm meteorologist Ray Stager.
On WMAL.
Built for business. In business, time is money. In business, money is also money. No wonder nearly 1,000 businesses choose Comcast Business Internet over DSL from the phone company every single day. Not only is it up to 5 times faster, It's actually a better value when you go with the fastest plan. So take a minute out of your busy schedule and call Comcast Business. It will be well worth your time and your money.
Switch to Comcast Business Internet. Then add voice and TV for just $34.90 a month. And ask about our two-year price guarantee. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 10/31/16. Restrictions apply. Limited to one voice line and private view TV for new customers. Two-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet at an additional monthly charge. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including broadcast TV fee extra. Savings claim based on cost per megabits per second. Compares Comcast 100 megabits per second and 20 megabits per second DSL downloads.
Be your own health advocate. Get your inside story with a virtual physical. Virtualphysical.com.
6:05 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway through Bethesda. We continue to be busy. The crash on the outer loop after Connecticut Avenue, still in the left lane. And now in the backups, a crash after you come past George Avenue before Connecticut Avenue. So, again, a little bit struggling here as you head past Colesville Road. Up ahead, you'll see the brake lights, and that'll take you around toward 270. On 270, speaking of, in the local lanes, the crash southbound at 28 in local lanes still blocks the left lane. They're trying to get that confined to the shoulder. Main lines are open. Out of Frederick, you do slow through Urbana and Hyattstown. Heading through the district, DC 295, just off to a little bit of a slow start with the volume, but no incidents along the way passing East Capitol Street toward Pennsylvania Avenue. Traffic update is brought to you by the American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Windy with scattered showers from this morning into the afternoon with a high near 67. Rain will continue tonight with a low of 65. Highs will reach the upper 70s this week, and showers will end early tomorrow, then dry on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 63 in Manassas, 59 in Hyattsville, 62 at Reagan National. Traffic and weather brought to you by the American Red Cross. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
WMAL. 6:07 this Friday morning on WMAL. Coming up at 7:05, Representative Tom Davis to talk about a proposed meal tax in Fairfax. At 8:05, Trevor Maddich on the Redskins game against the Browns Sunday. 8:15 brings us Governor John Sununu of New Hampshire. He is now endorsing Donald Trump, and we'll find out what's going on in the Granite State there. And at 8:35, Brett Baer, Fox News Channel. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Our house in the middle of
shouldn't you be able to do with your home as you see fit? I mean, isn't your home your castle? Remember that old saying? Well, over in Arlington, you know, they're doing everything they can to make sure you understand that you can't really do what you want to with your own piece of property. Let me bring to your attention a story that is starting to burble. It now appears that the Arlington County Board is starting the process of examining whether or not they should regulate those people in Arlington County who occasionally rent out their home through this thing called Airbnb. If you don't know what Airbnb is, it's sort of a website you go to if you're going to, let's say, visit a city and you don't want to stay in a hotel. You just hook up with the Airbnb and they put you with somebody who will be willing to lend you their home for a weekend or a week or whatever you need while they're not using it. And it works out for most everyone. In fact, when we went to Philadelphia for the convention, we stayed in an Airbnb home.
Yeah, they don't lend you the home, though. You pay for it.
Well,
you're renting it out.
Yeah, it's a rental. That's right. And so now, apparently, Arlington County feels that, you know, the 1,000 or so people in Arlington County who were listed on Airbnb, maybe they need to be regulated. Maybe we need to take a close look at what they're doing over there. Because they claim they're getting calls from people saying, you know, there's a lot of traffic over at this house. I think they're doing an Airbnb. And I just go, so what's the problem? It's their house, isn't it? Can't they do with it as they please? Well, apparently now they believe it needs to be regulated. Do you feel that this is something that you should do? You should regulate people who choose to occasionally rent out their homes? 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMA. I hate this. This is like an extension of the homeowners association and their attempt to meddle at every single part of your personal life and what you do with your property and how high the fence has to be and this and there. It's an extension of that, and it's a bunch of busybodies who are sticking their noses in other people's business for no good reason other than what's the harm that has come? Oh, there's a strange car in my neighborhood for a couple of days. I don't like it when there are strangers in my neighborhood. Well, you know, get over yourself. I think this is a bad idea. Stay out of it. Free enterprise will work this all out. People ought to be able to do with their homes as they see fit. But am I right? Am I wrong? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMA.
Well, I think when push comes to shove, I agree with you. I tend to recoil at most government intervention of private property rights and usages. But I'm also not an anarchist, nor are you. I mean, the government, and by extension, the people who live in a community who utilize the government to express their will, they do have some say in what goes on in their neighborhood or not, right? I mean, you don't want, if there's someone opened a business next door to you and they're operating out of their home, you might not want that. Yeah. You'd want to have some say in it.
Well, I believe in that they have the right. You know what I really suspect, though, is going on here? They don't care a whit. They want a piece of the action. That's what they want.
Okay. Well, but what you've proposed here is a different question.
That's right.
And so let's just understand that a community, through their elected representatives on the very local level, like this is, they do have some voice in what goes on in their community, don't they? I mean, we believe in that. Not in so far as that they can completely determine what you can do with your own private property, but. When push comes to shove, I agree. Let's not meddle. However, think for a moment. Would you willingly choose to live next to a hotel, or willingly choose to live next to a bed and breakfast or an inn or something like that? When you move into a neighborhood, you are making that decision under certain conditions, and you are not living next to a commercial business that has people from all around the world coming in on a daily basis or every other weekend where there's going to be somebody else next to you. You move into the neighborhood thinking that you're living in a residential neighborhood, and suddenly, without any notice, the house next to you is basically a hotel, an inn. Well, you didn't move next to an inn. You didn't move next to a hotel. That changes the game a little bit, doesn't it?
No, not really. I mean, what's the difference whether the people who own the property are there or the people rent it out on a weekend basis?
Oh, very big difference.
What's the difference?
Well, first of all, you're specifically saying on the weekend basis. Airbnb, it could be every day.
It could be a month. It could be long term.
Could be every single day. You could have a different person living in that house. Yeah. And wouldn't you agree that a homeowner who lives in their residence take a different level of care and concern and responsibility over the property versus someone who's staying there one night?
If you're saying they're not keeping up their property, that's a very different matter. You have a way to address
that. But they also
that.
Might not be good neighbors. They could be up late at night. They could be playing music late at night. They could be. You don't know. That's the whole point. The owner of the house should be accountable, and when they live in the house, they're more accountable. Like I said, and I'm sorry for being somewhat squishy on this, I do think ultimately that the property owner has the right to do with their property what they wish. However, I'm not, you know, I am sympathetic to people who are saying, hold on, I didn't buy in for this. I invested a lot of money in my home, and all of a sudden, without notice, I got a hotel operating next to me.
Well, okay. I take your point, but I think that if there's a problem with people who are staying up late and making noise, there's a way to address that. There's a plan. You call the police and you say they're disturbing the peace. And then somebody comes out and takes care of that matter. You know, what this is, I suspect, and what I feel is probably the case, busybody neighbors sticking their noses in other people's business and complaining about it because they got nothing better to do. This is, I feel, an extension of that one person in your neighborhood, you all know who it is, who just goes around and looks down their nose at their neighbors because they're not doing it exactly the way I think you should do it. That's what I have a problem with. 888-630-9625 to the phone lines we go. Neil in West Virginia, you're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. My fiance and I have a rental home in Front Royal, Virginia. We put it on Airbnb, and unbeknownst to us, Warren County is only one of two counties that I understand in Virginia that regulates or makes you get a license to do this. It's all about money. They make you go through the same rigmarole that almost a hotel would have to do. One example is for the water. Had to get a water test. I'm asking the guy, like, well, if we just live there, will we have to have this water test? He said, no. So basically, if we live there, the water's unsafe. You don't care. But if I rent it out...
Yeah, I get you.
Have a water test.
Yeah, I hear you exactly. I know what you're talking about. You know,
it's like Airbnbs are the hotels of Uber,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah,
and the government is like, well, you can't do that. We need to regulate this. We did it. It's like, no, we can't do this, and it seems to be working just fine without you.
All right, do you think that perhaps the government has an interest here in regulating the Airbnbs, or should they stay out of it? 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. More calls straight ahead.
It is 6:15 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
I just have to use that last caller's word, rigmarole.
Rigmarole.
Here we go. And around the Beltway, Maryland, there's two items. Really need to be careful with a broken down car on the Beltway if you're heading, say, from the John Hanson Highway toward College Park, because we don't want this to be a crash. On the outer loop, right as you approach 450 Annapolis Road, reported to be in the center of the roadway. So, again, right as you're coming off of 50, do watch for reports of a stalled car. Once you get to the top side, it's looking at delays right as you approach New Hampshire Avenue, and it is a solid lineup. The crash between George Avenue and Connecticut Avenue is still blocking a lane. The second incident beyond that after Connecticut Avenue cleared out of the travel lanes. 270 struggling a little bit here in the local lane, south 28. In the local lanes, one of the two lanes, looks like the left lane is still blocked. Bit of volume through there. No problems to report on the Virginia Beltway. Heading through town across bridges, looking good. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
But we still have some dangerous flooding conditions in the coastal areas, and to that end, we have a coastal flood warning in effect until midnight tonight. Today, we'll have cloudy skies with a few showers, high of 67, 40% chance of rain. Tonight, mostly cloudy with showers, few thunderstorms up in the chances to 60% overnight. Here's your weekend forecast. Tomorrow, Saturday, showers in the morning, cloudy in the afternoon, high of 78, looking at about a 50-50 chance for rain tomorrow. Sunday is looking good. No rain, few clouds from time to time. Low near 65, highs in the upper 70s. So a nice crisp fall afternoon. Right now it's 64 degrees at 6:17.
Hair loss, the confidence killer at the Giannotto Clinic. We'll give it back, your confidence and your hair. Dr. Giannotto and the Giannotto Clinic can restore your hair quickly and painlessly. Get your hair back. 703-556-HAIR.
All right, so in Arlington County, they are beginning the process of looking at Airbnb rentals of your home, and they may actually put some regulations on that. Some people think that's a good thing. Some people think it's a bad thing. What do you think? How about Chris in D.C.? You're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, sir. I think it needs to be regulated. Where I live on the end of a cul-de-sac. I have woods behind my house. I paid a little bit more money to have that, to feel more comfortable. I know all my neighbors, and I trust them. If you have people in and out, people from all over the world in and out, you kind of lose kind of that sense of security in your own house.
Yeah, well, let me ask you a question. When you bought that house and you moved in, did you know who your neighbors were? Did you have any? Did you pre-approve your neighbors before you moved in?
I went around and talked to my neighbors, the people.
Before you bought the house? Before you bought the house?
Yes, absolutely, I did.
And that helped you inform your decision, right?
Oh, yes, yes.
So a 30-second conversation, you felt comfortable with your new neighbors, and that was why you went ahead and bought the house, right?
Absolutely, and I went to the police department to see what kind of crimes in the neighborhood, and I felt really comfortable. And I'm actually a police officer myself in D.C., and so I felt really comfortable, so I went ahead and moved into that neighborhood, knowing that it's going to be kind of a more quieter neighborhood. When I come home from work, I can just kind of relax. I don't have to worry about a lot of traffic going by up and down the street where I live at.
All right, but what if somebody moved in that you didn't like?
That's just part of life. But if somebody moves in that you don't like compared to every single day, every single month, having somebody going in and out, people from all over the place. Everybody, even I keep my house clean, but if I go to a hotel for a week, you don't keep up the hotel room like you would your own house.
All right, fair enough. Thank you for that. I appreciate it, Chris, in D.C.
Yeah, I mean, listen, when people make that investment in a home, the neighborhood is a big part of it. What the neighborhood is like, what kind of people live in the neighborhood, what the mood of the neighborhood is, and you can't deny that this does affect that, doesn't it? Having transient people coming in every other night into a home, that it does affect the character of a neighborhood.
Every community that I've ever lived in has a homeowners association, and if you're not mowing your yard, if you're not keeping your place up, then you get a letter, and you have to listen, homeowner association are powerful. There is a method to address that if it gets to be a problem. I just don't think that you ought to tell somebody, yeah, you've made this investment, but you can't use this investment, your home, as you see fit.
No, Brian, I fundamentally agree with it, but I do understand people's concerns. I feel like when Chris from D.C. calls in, that you don't think he has a point, at least.
I don't think it's anybody's business what I do with my house. I feel so strongly about this.
I understand.
If I'm living within the rules, and if I'm carrying on and keeping my place up, get out of my face. It's none of your business what I'm doing with my house. Howard and Laurel, you're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. I tend to side with Brian on this, surprisingly enough. Homeowners Association, when you buy a house with covenants, you're not really buying the house. You know, you're buying the house with a bunch of asterisks behind it. That's one thing. That doesn't interfere with property rights because the developer put those restrictions on when he sold it to
you. Right.
Having said that, city government, state government, et cetera, that's not their concern. That is the concern of the homeowners association.
Yeah, see, that's, I think, look.
But not every neighborhood has a homeowners association.
Have you ever lived in one?
True. Yeah, absolutely. I've lived in neighborhoods that don't have homeowners association, especially in an older community like Arlington.
Yeah.
You're going to have a lot of communities, a lot of neighborhoods that don't have homeowners association.
Do you think that there's not a process if somebody's not keeping their property up that you can't complain to the county and make
them? Well, sure, but again, this is more than just keeping your property up. And I just want to, I mean, it's funny because Howard says he sides with you. I side with you, too. We both agree that the city government, when push comes to shove, I am just simply.
You see the other point.
I am sympathetic to people who suddenly discover one day that, oh my gosh, I'm living next to an inn. I'm living next to a bed and breakfast. That's not what I made my investment for.
All right. More of your calls straight ahead. What do you think about all this? Does Arlington County should they get into the business of regulating the Airbnb process there in Arlington County? Or should they just keep their nose out of it? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. It is now.
Have you scheduled your annual heating system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual heating system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 heating system check special ends soon. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
So you got the kids back to school. How about getting your house back to clean? I mean, imagine, let's say you opened up an Airbnb in your house. And, that's going to do some wear and tear on the carpets, right? I mean, they're going to trash the place. You got to keep it looking clean for the next tenant that comes in, your next renter, as you've got a revolving door in your home now. So you want to call Zero Res. Zero Res, that's the company I use to clean my carpet. They're ready to help you. And if you clean your carpets now, that clean is going to last through the holidays. Zero Res is that good. In the holidays, the rates on Airbnb for your home is going to go up even higher, so because it's a big demand thing. That's why you need Zero Res. Even if you don't have an Airbnb for your personal use, get Zero Res out there. They're going to make your home look great. Not just the carpets, also hardwood floors, tile and grout, upholstery. They do it all. Call Zero Res today. Ask for the WMAL special. Zero Res is going to pre-treat, clean, and sanitize your carpet for just $49 a room. Minimums apply. Call them now. 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221 or online at zeroresdcmetro.com.
Being a letter carrier and walking 20,000 steps, which equals up to about 10 miles a day, it's tough. I really didn't have feet problems, I had back problems. The people at the Good Feet store really educated me about what the arch supports could actually do. And lo and behold, I have no more back problems.
See what we can do for you with a free personalized arch support fitting at the Good Feet store.
Rockville Pike in the Wintergreen Plaza or in Vienna at 123 in Park.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-406-7775. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-406-7775. 1-800-406-7775.
Investing Sense, brought to you by Financial Engines. We've dedicated more than 15 years to giving you rational, sensible investing advice. Tune in and learn every Saturday at noon.
It's 6:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here is Jamie Witten. She is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Problems with the signal lights, Canal Road at Chain Bridge Road. So as you come off the Chain Bridge, that signal light there. So please treat as a four-way stop as crews try to take care of the malfunctioning signal light. On the Beltway, Maryland, on the outer loop as you head from College Park to Silver Spring. Definitely a socked in here with some of the heavy volume crash between George Avenue and Connecticut Avenue. They were trying to clear that to the shoulder. Delays almost back to 95. Also watch, we had a report of a stalled car Beltway as you push in toward New Carrollton on the outer loop before you get to 450, right as you come off of 50, the John Hanson Highway. That had been in the center of the roadway. Let's get you into town and 50, a little bit of volume, stop and go, getting on the DC 295. Once you're on to 295, though, not seeing too much of a backup. We're enjoying the Friday a little bit lighter here, but from Benning Road toward East Capitol Street and Pennsylvania Avenue, you'll hit that stop and go as expected. 66, just a little bit sluggish in Manassas, again in Centerville. Haven't cleared out yet through Falls Church. And traffic update is brought to you by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Do you suffer from knee or back pain? Call now for pain-relieving braces or non-surgical options at little or no cost to you with Medicare or private insurance. Call for free information and free shipping. 800-888-KNEE, 800-888-KNEE. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Windy with scattered showers from this morning to the afternoon with a high near 67. Rain will continue tonight with a low of 65. Highs will reach the upper 70s this week, and showers will end early tomorrow, then dry on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 64 degrees, 627.
Now we're talking about Arlington. They're getting ready to crack down, or perhaps crack down, on Airbnb rentals in the county. Should that be something they enter into, or should they stay out of it? Ginger in Silver Spring, you're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning, Ginger.
Good morning. We actually had this situation in our neighborhood association, and it was a big problem because it is a residential neighborhood of single-family homes. And the homeowners basically checked out. I mean, it's almost like they don't live there anymore and are just constantly renting the house. So imagine living in a neighborhood with single-family homes, and then suddenly you've got, like, Black Lives Matter next door or the World Bank protesters next door.
Yeah. Do you have a way to address that through your homeowners association?
No. There's no homeowners association. Yeah. It's a neighborhood association. It's just an informal organization of people that own homes in the neighborhood.
All right, so you think that perhaps some regulations would be in order?
Well, the people next door to this house that was an Airbnb have actually moved out of the neighborhood and are renting their house now.
All right. Well, listen, thank you for the call. Greatly appreciate it. Well, look, I know there can be problems when you get a bad neighbor. There's nothing that's worse than that. But and overall, I just sort of feel like this ought to be something the government stays out of.
Arlington's having a public hearing on this October 15th, but we've had our public hearing this morning. 6:28 on WMAL.
The National Mall, the epicenter of American opinion.
I didn't suffer to have my constitution trampled on.
Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I'm glad that you're speaking your mind instead of just sticking to the talking point.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Would you like to look forward to Monday morning, you know, actually get excited about your work? Here at WMAL, some people don't even consider it work. We get to work in one of the most exciting and creative forms of entertainment, radio. We help businesses increase sales by being part of the broadcast. Some call it marketing made easy, and the opportunities are now growing. WMAL is expanding in Washington, D.C., and we want you to join our team. We're looking for people with successful sales experience and the drive to help businesses grow and thrive in today's economy. If you are self-motivated, creative, and want a fun and positive workplace, then you'll fit right in. We provide market-leading resources and the leading talk radio personalities in the country, including me, Brian Wilson, Larry O'Connor, Chris Plant, and Mark Levin. If you're interested in becoming part of the WMAL team, call us at 202-895-2444 or email your resume to sales@WMAL.com. 202-895-2444 or email sales@WMAL.com.
Coming up, a bunch of Star Trek alums have made an anti-Trump pro-Hillary ad saying that Donald Trump, and by extension conservative ideas, don't reflect the Star Trek philosophy. Well, is that true? I mean, would Hillary Clinton boldly go where no one has gone before? We'll take your calls on that coming up in a moment.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. A man hoping to use White's Ferry to get across the Potomac from Montgomery County to Leesburg found out the hard way overnight the ferry is not open 24 hours a day. Police say the man drove through the gate at the ferry landing, onto the ferry, and into the river around 1:30 this morning. The man was rescued, and he has been charged with DUI, but the ferry could not open on time because the man's car was blocking the way. A funeral was held in Jerusalem this morning for former Israeli President Shimon Peres. Among the speakers, current Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
That so many leaders came from around the world to bid farewell to Shimon is a testament to his optimism, his quest for peace, his love of Israel.
Peres' quest for peace may have played a role in a momentous occasion at the funeral. Before it started, Netanyahu was seen shaking hands with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. Hours after Howard County Sheriff James Fitzgerald announced he will not resign amid accusations of bigotry and favoritism, County Executive Alan Kittleman sent a letter to state lawmakers asking them to examine whether Fitzgerald can be impeached. Kittleman and many other political figures in Howard have called for Fitzgerald to step down, but as an elected official, he cannot be removed unless a crime has been committed. Riding Metro this weekend, heads up on the Orange Line. No service between Vienna and East Falls Church tomorrow and Sunday. You get shuttle buses instead. And on the Red Line, watch out for work between Rhode Island Avenue and Tacoma. All other lines have normal weekend schedules. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,143, the NASDAQ at 5269. In sports, the Nats' magic number for home field advantage in the first round of the playoffs is down to 2 after they beat Arizona in the rain. The O's shut out Toronto. They're now tied with the Blue Jays for the top spot in the American League for the wild card. Thursday night football, the Bengals beat the Dolphins. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I've seen people's daily lives interrupted by chronic mouth pain, missing teeth, and slipping dentures. Dental implants are a permanent solution that we offer in a single pain-free visit using nationally recognized state-of-the-art technology. Your new smile will look and feel completely natural. Why consider dental implants? Because losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, affects your ability to chew properly, and causes the appearance of premature aging. The dental implant treatments I use are designed in a lab by highly skilled artisans with the latest materials and technology. Smile big. Eat what you want. With over 35 years of experience, advanced training and certification in the very latest techniques, I can provide a brand new, beautiful smile in a single pain-free visit. Call 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
There are no miracles in science, but there is the brand new Esotique XV from Chamonix. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. This fourth generation Esotique makes the look of crow's feet, laugh lines, forehead wrinkles, old scars, and even skin redness history. I gotta tell you, this product is brand new, but I've been using it for a week and I already see the difference when I look in the mirror. Call now to try Esotique XV for a whole month absolutely free. Call 800-525-2720. For only a small shipping fee, Chamonix will rush you the brand new Esotique XV to experience in the comfort of your own home. You'll see lines, wrinkles, and redness disappear from your face or you won't pay. Call right now and you'll get the new Liposomal Deep Firming Serum as a free gift just for trying Esotique XV today. Call 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. Call now. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. That's 800-525-2720.
This week on The Retirement Professor.
There are some tricky things as it relates to federal employees navigating their TSP through the tricky world of required minimum distributions. So really what every federal employee needs to consider is to have a withdrawal strategy.
More lessons on your federal benefits with The Retirement Professor, Winter Troxell, Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL or visit retirementprofessorradio.com.
The Combined Federal Campaign is the world's largest and most successful annual workplace charity campaign. Your donations support many nonprofit organizations like Military Officers Association of America Scholarship Fund, CFC number 11285. They provide grants and interest-free loans to children from military families pursuing their first undergraduate degree. 100% of donations are used for these great programs. To learn more, visit moaa.org/scholarship or visit wmal.com/charity.
You've put it off long enough. Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean. So call someone you can trust. Call Joe Hadid. And right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
635 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Around the Beltway, Virginia, off to a good start. Maryland, we're struggling a bit here as you try to get through Landover and into New Carrollton. The accident, I was initially told it was the broken down, they're now saying broken down tractor trailer, but I'm seeing a lot of flashing lights here. Outer Loop North, right as you approach 50, the John Hanson Highway, and for commuters coming off of 50, you're merging on just beyond the activity. But on the Beltway, looks like two lanes only getting by. That's why we have heavy delays forming before you even get to 202, again, in toward New Carrollton. Once you make it through there, next set of delays, 95 and around to George Avenue. We get two separate accidents between George Avenue, Connecticut Avenue. They're both cleared out of the travel lanes. Better news on 270 in the local lanes. That longstanding crash we've had through the early start of the rush hour, finally cleared. So southbound 270, as you pass 28, local lanes gone. In the main lines, those have been open, but a bit of volume out of Gaithersburg. 66, just about the volume forming through Manassas, Centerville, 95, Virginia has been incident-free. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Scattered showers will continue from this morning to the afternoon with a high of 67. More rain tonight with a low of 65. Finally, a drying trend during the weekend. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it's 61 in Herndon, 57 in Germantown, 62 at Reagan National. Traffic and weather brought to you by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
It's 6:37 on WMAL, where Washington Comes Talk coming up at 7:05. Representative Tom Davis on an idea to impose a meal tax in Fairfax. 8:05, Trevor Maddich on the Redskins. 8:15, Governor John Sununu on politics of the moment. And 8:35, Brett Baer of your Fox News Channel. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Brand new Facebook post going viral called Trek Against Trump. And it features many of the creators of the new Star Trek film franchise, including director J.J. Abrams, Justin Lin, Brian Fuller, Chris Pine, Zachary Quintero, Zoe Saldana, but also some past Trekkers, Will Wheaton, Kate Mulgrew, and George Takei.
Oh, my.
Yeah, that guy. And they say that never has there been a presidential candidate who stands in such complete opposition to the ideals of Star Trek. the Star Trek universe as Donald Trump. His election would take this country backward, possibly disastrously, blah, blah, blah. And they say that Donald Trump doesn't match the Star Trek ethos, that Hillary Clinton does. Well, do you agree? Would Hillary Clinton or the Democrats or the liberals go where no one has gone before or no man has gone before? Surely not no man has gone before. I guess it depends on what Star Trek you're talking about. I mean, I'm thinking this guy ain't no liberal. Was Captain Kirk a liberal? Come on. I mean, sure, maybe that UN ship that Patrick Stewart was the commander of, maybe that one. But come on. 888-630-9625. Is the whole philosophy behind Star Trek a liberal philosophy or a conservative philosophy? 888-630-WML. So what's a Trekker to do? Well, you think, oh, well, I got an easy way out. They don't want me to vote for Trump. Well, then I'll vote for Gary Johnson. Oh, no, says the Trekker, Trek Against Trump post.
Yeah.
That would be illogical. Either Secretary Clinton or Mr. Trump will occupy the White House. One is an amateur with a contemptuous ignorance of national laws and international realities, while the other has devoted her life to public service and has deep and valuable experience with the proven ability to work with Congress to pass desperately needed legislation. If, as some say, the government is broken, a protest vote will not fix it. So don't vote for Johnson. Don't vote for Stein. That's illogical and inaccurate. Guess what? I don't remember back on Star Trek where they dropped shields and let the Klingons or the Romulans or any of the other enemies just board the ship and occupy any part of it that they wanted. They had their phasers ready, they had their photon torpedoes loaded, and they had their shields up because they needed a strong ship defense to make their way through the universe. That's a conservative value and not one I entrust with Hillary Clinton. What about you?
Well, here is what I'm going to tell you. They don't know what they're talking about. They obviously don't know anything about Star Trek, even though they appear in these episodes. They have not learned a thing about the Prime Directive. Let's talk about the Prime Directive right here for a moment. Jean-Luc Picard said of the Prime Directive, it's not a set of rules, it's a philosophy and a very correct one. History has shown again and again that whenever mankind interferes with a less developed civilization, no matter how well-intentioned the interference may be, the results are invariably disastrous. The Prime Directive is a philosophy of non-interference, and that is a Republican conservative value. It's you know, the United Federation of Planets and their mighty starships could come in into a lesser community, and they can a lesser planet, and they come in and say, hey, we're here from the United Federation of Planets, and we're here to help you. And they could reach down and help them, but no, they don't, because they want those people to do it on their own. They want them to learn on their own. They don't want to interfere. I think that's a very Republican conservative value. Stay out of people's way. You're not here from the government to fix all the problems. Let people solve their own problems. Stay out of it. And so, just looking at the Prime Directive alone, which is the most important rule in all of Star Trek world, I think we have to agree these people are way, way off base.
Scotty, we're running out of time.
Captain, I'm working as fast as I can.
All right, your turn. What about John in Fredericksburg? Your first up. Is Star Trek a conservative or liberal point of view?
Yeah, good morning. Hillary is the Borg collective.
It's true.
Resistance is futile.
You will be assimilated. Absolutely. It's true, John. It's a very well done. All right.
Thank you very much.
How about Mike in Springfield? You're next up on WMAL.
Good morning, gentlemen. I grew up on Star Trek when it first came out. I was a little kid, and it was the most amazing thing in the world to see. You had a black woman on the stage. You had an Asian on the stage. You had a supposed Russian who was, at the time, our enemies. So it was an amazing, inclusive thing. And if you just take, for example, and I hate to admit the fact that I know her slogan is Stronger Together, Hillary, who apologized for making the statement of half of Donald Trump's supporters were deplorable, and then apologized for using the word half. I think she meant all. They do not represent anything that Gene Roddenberry originally set forth at all.
Yeah.
Very inclusive, very unique point of view for the time, and it carried over for a long period of time. And actual true trekkers that are out there, they'll tell you they're so full of crap right now, it's not even funny.
Thank you for that, Mike. Here's the thing. Listen, it's not just black and white. If I may offer a bit of a nuanced view, there were some liberal commies on Star Trek. Let's face it. Spock was an Obama voter. If I've ever seen an Obama voter, it was Spock. I mean,
the needs of the many
way.
The needs of the few.
Or the one.
No, well, that's not true. I'm sorry, our Constitution is not built on the idea that the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few or the one. It's about individual rights and individual liberty. So Spock, you know, that guy I'm suspicious of. Mark and Olney, you're next up on WMAL. What do you think, Mark?
Hey, Mark, good morning.
Good morning. The philosophy that Gene Roddenberry had was a combination between communism and utopianism. And certainly the Democratic Party right now sure thinks they're utopian, but about, you know, crony capitalism alike is certainly the farthest thing that Gene Roddenberry ever had.
Well, right. Whatever the Democratic Party has turned into is not any utopian dream that Gene Roddenberry may or may not have had. But let me just say that about that, Mark, and we're going to continue with your calls on this in a moment because it is an important issue, a very important issue. It is.
For crying out loud, it's just a TV show.
No, Bill, it's gone much beyond that. Yes, there may be some utopianism behind each script, but what happened? They always tried to achieve this utopian, but there was always an enemy. There was always a problem. There
That's
was
right.
always a challenge.
That's right.
And they needed to overcome that challenge, and they didn't overcome it by taxing everybody on the ship and coming up with a solution. All right, more of your calls on it. 644.
These guys.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
They speak the truth.
Washington's mall.
Straightforward.
WMAL. Where Washington comes to talk.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. You know, selling your home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. The realtor you hire is a very important decision. You want to use a proven and experienced pro that can get you the most money and sell your home fast. That's why I want to recommend Debbie and Sarah Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. The Reynolds team have been named a top team in the DC metro area for 4 straight years. The fact is, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds have 5,500 ready home buyers in their exclusive buyer system looking to buy right now. That's how they get results. They're so confident your home will sell fast and for top dollar that if your home doesn't sell, Debbie and Sarah will buy it, and they'll buy it at a price acceptable to both of you. That's right, guaranteed. Call the only agents I would to make this happen and the only agents I would trust to sell my home. That's the Reynolds team, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. Or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. It's 6:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Engage.
Good morning. All right, here we go. Maryland Beltway. It seems a little slower than normal heading from College Park to 270. You're right. You're not imagining it. We've had incidents. We've had about 3 accidents along the way heading around Connecticut Avenue. Currently, lanes are open, but from 95 to George Avenue, slow. Again, you'll hit a brief delay passing Connecticut Avenue. Had an incident there on the shoulder. That was the distraction. Now for 270, main lines through Urbana and Clarksburg, slowing. Again into Germantown and Rockville. It was the local lanes where we had the crash southbound at 28. Maryland on the Beltway looks a little bit better. I know it's slow, but the incident out of the travel lanes. Outer loop, right as you approach 50, the John Hanson Highway, right where 50 merges onto the Beltway. But delays are still hanging with us back near 214 Central Avenue. But again, some positive news up ahead. On 50, inside the Beltway, right as you come up to the lane divide for the split for New York or Kenilworth Avenue, right in that stretch. I'm just getting the initial reports of a crash. White's Ferry closed. Canal Road at Chain Bridge. Signal lights malfunctioning. Treat as a 4-way stop. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Windy with scattered showers from this morning to the afternoon with a high near 67. Rain will continue tonight with a low of 65. Highs will reach the upper 70s this week, and showers will end early tomorrow, then dry on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
64 degrees right now at 647. Bunch of Star Trek stars, past and present, have put together a big Facebook viral post called Trekkers Against Trump. Yeah, they all turned on their communicators there and decided to...
Oh, my.
No, not that kind of turn on of a communicator. This one. That's the one. And they decided to let everybody know on Facebook that to be a Trekker means to be... For Hillary.
Live long and prosper.
I don't know if you're prospering a lot under Clinton's economic and tax plan. What do you think? Deb and Frederick, you're next up on WMAL.
Hey, Deb, good morning.
I have two things, if you will. One is, with our work and our hands and whatever money we have, we can go out and try to create jobs for ourselves, whether it's our own business, and that is taking risk. And we have the freedom to take the risk to make our lives better. They risk their lives, well, on TV,
yes,
to go out to search out things, just like we can in our own lives. The other thing is, the Klingons, they're just like the Clintons. They keep coming back. They're the bad guy that you can't get rid of.
Yeah. No matter how hard you try.
Yeah, and have you ever been to dinner with Bill? It's very much like watching a Klingon slide that slime.
I think they
throat.
Might actually be more like Romulans, because I think eventually we did sort of find our peace with the Klingon Empire.
That was a great call. In fact, it was
dazzling display of logic.
That's what it was. Matthew on Warrington, you're next up on WMAL. What do you think, Matthew?
Hey, Matthew.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What do you think?
Hey, I was just wanting to look at it from a perspective of technological advancement.
Mm.
And I think of Hillary, she's a big government candidate. And she would stifle innovation, the kind of innovation that you see in these shows like Star Trek
Thank
and Star
you.
Wars.
She can't even run a computer.
Exactly. And warp speed was not developed by some government program. Warp speed was developed by an individual person who was an inventor. Well said. Eric in the district, you're on WMAL. What do you think, Eric?
Hey, Eric, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I don't think that Hillary exactly meets the Star Trek ideal, because they boldly go where no man's gone before. Her husband's Bill Clinton. She goes where a lot of women have gone before.
I think we're just going to leave it right there.
I'm not going
to. There's a lot to, but no, we shouldn't. Should we?
No.
The most unpleasant situation, Captain.
All right. Just make sure that you engage and vote.
I think she was the victim of a Vulcan mind meld. She's
crying out loud. It's just a TV show.
It's 6:50.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Noxetril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a powerful winner by the adult film industry. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and get your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. That's 800-489-8194. Get fuller and firmer with your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. 1-800-489-8194.
Why do 8 out of 10 drivers prefer Lyft over the competition? Could be that you earn up to $1,500 a week driving your own car during hours you choose. Give enough rides each week and you can keep up to 95% commission. That's right, 95%. Better yet, we'll start you off with a $500 bonus. That's right, $500 for each new Lyft driver in Washington, D.C. And you'll only earn more from there. Whether you're putting money toward a mortgage, saving for vacation, or just looking for a better way to to earn, choose Lyft. Apply at LyftDC.com. That's LYFTDC.com today. While you jot that down, here's another fun fact. Lyft is the only app that allows tipping, and 60% of our rides tip the driver. Because at Lyft, drivers come first. Be your own boss, pick your own schedule, and get paid weekly. Experience the difference of Lyft and pocket that $500 bonus by applying at LYFTDC.com today. Terms apply.
Are you looking to live long and prosper? Then you better find out what's going on Wall Street. Here's the CNBC Business Report. Chuck Kamlick.
Engage.
As a matter of fact, the longer you live, the more you will prosper. Stock market doubles about every 10 years, I think it is. Anyway, that's not going to be the case today. Big sell-off yesterday, small sell-off this morning. Investors worried about Germany's Deutsche Bank and whether it's got enough cash to pay a big $14 billion fine to the U.S. for its role in our own financial crisis. Costco's profits were up last quarter because it sold more goods to more customers and paid lower credit card fees to Visa. Profits at teen store H&M fell 9%. Hot weather, strong dollar, more markdowns hurt income. A new stock begins trading today. Nutanix is a cloud computing business, $16 a share, valuing the company at $2.2 billion. Toys R Us now selling new Star Wars toys tied to the upcoming movie Rogue One. They went on sale at midnight in some locations. And Dunkin' Donuts will start selling its own bottled coffee next year. Coca-Cola will produce and distribute it. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Depression. It defined who I was for so long. I couldn't focus at work. I had difficulty sustaining relationships, and I struggled with the side effects from my prescription medications.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that medication and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA-indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
It's a non-drug therapy, and it's completely non-invasive. I can go by myself and drive myself home. TMS therapy changed my life. And now, over a year after my remission, I'm feeling great. I don't know why I waited for so long.
Isn't it time you actually felt great? Treat your depression now. Now accepting most insurance. For your free consultation with Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
It is 6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Canal Road Chain Bridge, that's where we have the signal light malfunctioning here, still at last check. So anytime you get to one of those signal lights, treat them as a four-way stop. Let your morning neighbors get through as well. 66, we're getting through just fine through Centerville. A little bit of volume in Vienna, so in those stretches below speed, but lanes have been opened. Heavy north on 95 as you head out of Stafford to Aquia. Briefly in Woodbridge, 270, Urbana to 109, Germantown, Rockville, heavy on the brakes, outer loop between George Avenue and Connecticut Avenue in 270. We've had three separate incidents, everything cleared out of the travel lanes. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Scattered showers from this morning to the afternoon with a high near 67. Rain will continue tonight with a low of 65. Highs will reach the upper 70s this week, and showers will end early tomorrow, then dry on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, we are looking at 64 degrees in your nation's capital. It's 6:57 on WMAL.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to The Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your number one source for mortgage news. Every Saturday, Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you the best tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to The Mortgage Radio Show every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WMAL or call 800-700-8068 to learn more. Listen every weekday morning at 5:42 for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. These news reports come directly from the United States Department of Defense at defense.gov. For more information, visit WMAL.com and type in keyword today's. GEICO's military program has been an important part of their business since it began in 1936. GEICO understands the unique insurance needs of our military personnel and their families. That's why they provide a dedicated staff working solely on their behalf.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
The FBI took a bit of a black eye this week. Well, at least the FBI director did anyway. Appearing before a congressional panel this week, the FBI director, James Comey, was having a difficult time answering for some of the decisions he made during the Hillary Clinton email scandal. The sad matter of fact is that Comey entered the political world when he announced there would be no indictment, not normally done by the FBI. He opened himself up and the FBI to criticism in the public forum, and that's exactly what he got at the judiciary hearing. The FBI is not especially fond of answering questions, they just like asking them. The congressional panel has a number of former prosecutors, and they made quick work of the rationale for granting immunity to obtain evidence, not empowering a grand jury, allowing possible witnesses in the final interview of Hillary Clinton before the FBI director declared there'd be no indictment. The problem is it all looks terribly suspicious, and it looks like those shiny new wingtip shoes have a little something on them. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs.
Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free.
Call 1-800-544-2352. That's 1-800-544-2352. Again, 1-800-544-2352.
Coming up on WMAL.
There is talk of a meal tax being added in Fairfax County. Good idea, bad idea. Representative Tom Davis will weigh in.
Reports say that Jeb Bush suggested voting for Gary Johnson yesterday. If you're a Republican or a conservative and you're voting for Gary Johnson, tell us why.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.